Well, good afternoon. That was a nice response. Some new fancy lights up here. Kind of bright. Well, I hope you're all having a wonderful Sabbath. I am. It's a little windy out there, but coming from Kansas, my wife and I always scoff at the Texas wind. Just like that. I wake up in the morning. It's kind of creepy. But it is great to be here with you all. This time of year, we're all most likely cleaning out areas of our houses, our cars, maybe our offices at work, whatever the case may be. And we think about leaven, and we think about sin, and we correlate the two, and we remove those things, and we realize as we clean our car, I did anyways, the hose was too big to get into that crack that I needed. So I'm like, I'll just leave that there, kind of smush it in a little bit. And then I move some things around. I figure out how different seats come out of my car. And I'm a little nervous about taking them out because then I don't know if I'll get them back in. Then I would have to buy a new car. But every year it brings to the forefront of our mind, or it should, just how hard it is to get sin out of our lives. It's very difficult for us to remove that leaven, to get it completely removed from our lives. How hard it is to actually overcome. But something different actually came to my wife's mind as she was cleaning out our pantry this year. So I tailored this message after my wife's idea. And if this doesn't go over well, you can blame her. But in all seriousness, it was really eye-opening for us both. So much so that I decided to speak about it. She was cleaning our pantry, and we have quite a bit of stuff in there. And we have quite a few kids, and they are like weeds almost. They just keep popping up everywhere. Here and there. Like, oh, where'd that one come from? But they get in there. We put a lock on the door, but Sam figured out how to get it open, so we're like, yeah, whatever. So there's things that may spill on the floor, not actual food, but packaged products and whatnot. Well, she was cleaning it up, and she got it all organized and got it all clean, and she realized just how much more space we had in there. Well, it was very poignant to her, and as she explained it to me, I saw it as well. Think about how much more mental space we have when we remove sin from our lives, when we remove those struggles that we have, when we get rid of those attitudes and those ideas, those things that Satan wants us to hold on to, when we get rid of those, think about the space that we have to then fill it with godly ideas and godly mindsets, godly hopes. I had honestly never thought about it that way. But it is very true. Turn with me to Galatians 5. We'll start in Galatians today. Galatians 5 and verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. You know, there's a way that seems right to us. We can read those things and, you know, maybe we're not out committing adultery. Maybe we're not out fornicating and eating unclean meats. But there might be things that we're doing that we don't realize, that we don't see. Because there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is death. So there are things that we do in our lives with the time that God has given us that seem right to us at the time. And that's what we have to reflect on and think about. And not just this week or the next few weeks, but continually. I was on my way to work the other day, and I leave pretty early in the morning. and I saw a gentleman who got pulled over. And the policeman was driving behind him a little while, and I noticed all the cars were driving the speed limit. I was as well. Marcus Skaggs up in Durant made me feel bad about it because he said, you know, isn't it interesting how we always see the speed limit at 55 and we set our speedometer at 59 or just a little bit over? Now I think about that every time I drive. So I had set my cruise. I'm going down the highway 45 or Preston Road 45, and I see the lights come on, and the policeman pulls this gentleman over, or woman, I don't know, and then everybody starts to speed up. And it made me think about, is that what this time of year is? And then we proceed through the rest of the year. We get really focused on removing sin, getting that leaven out. And then as soon as the days pass by, maybe a week or a month, we get back into gossiping or lying. I don't know what it is that you struggle with or I struggle with. I mean, I know what I struggle with. But do we do that in our lives? Because thinking about that pantry, that mental pantry that we have, and how we remove those things, and we clean it up, because this is the time of year that we do it. And then the time of year passes, and we start to fill it back up. And there's only so much that the old brain can keep track of and can remember. And I can't stress to myself or to us enough about how we want the things that we remember and focus on are God's way of life, on God's kingdom, on the fruits of the Spirit, the attributes where we reflect Christ. Man, listening to that song just chokes me up when you think about what Christ did for us, what God allowed. I have two sons. I can't imagine giving up either one of them for anything. And I think about that. We have to keep our cupboard clean so that we can place things of value, godly characteristics, into that mental cupboard, into that mental pantry that we have. We want to be adding those good things in. Psalms 38. Psalms 38 and verse 3. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your anger, nor any health in my bones because of my sin. You know, you read that, and David is talking about how, you know, he's unhealthy. His body aches because of sin. I'm not saying that anyone's sick necessarily from sin. What I'm saying is sin weighs on us, on our actions, on our mentality. It does. It causes anguish. I can tell you young people, man, there's been so many times in my life where I'm like, why did I do this? God, get me out of this situation and I'll never do it again, I promise. Until I'm in that situation again and I beg for forgiveness again. But what if I really open that pantry in my mind and clean it out once and for all and fill it with godly ways and keep those things there, keep them alive? What I'm saying is we hurt ourselves. We hurt ourselves mentally when we sin. We create all kinds of baggage, and it adds up. It leaves no room for good things in our lives, for God's way. We become consumed with things, and sometimes we don't even see it. I gave a sermonette years ago, actually, I think I was in Kansas, about spiritual blind spots, about how there's things that we don't see about ourselves. That's what we have to focus on. Do you ever wonder why we keep the holy days every year? Why do we do the same thing over and over? I mean, I'm getting older, but it's not like I forget what the days of unleavened bread mean, or Pentecost, or the trumpet, or, you know, Feast of Trumpets, or the Feast of Tabernacles, or Atonement. We never forget what those mean. But repetition is the mother of all learning, and God knows that. He knows that we need a continual refresh a continual refocus, reset, clean up, remove, purge, get rid of. God knows that we need that. We go through this year, we go through it year in and year out because God knows we need to. He knows what we're stocking up in our cupboards and in our pantries. He knows what we need to throw out, and he knows what we need to clean up, and he wants us to see it as well. And that's the beauty. That is the beauty of Christ's sacrifice, is that we get the opportunity to do that. None of us would be here without that sacrifice. And so taking the time to clean things out and to focus on what is it that I can change about myself, that's a beautiful opportunity that we have year in and year out for as long as God grants us. You see, when we take the time to clean out the things out of our lives that we no longer want or need, those sins that are holding us back from reaching our godly potential, we then have the weight of sin lifted off of our shoulders. And that weight is really heavy sometimes. It really is. It beats you down. Tough times. We read in the Psalms. My wife was talking about it because she's been going through the Psalms. About the angst that David just continually faced. Why have you forsaken me? Oh, just so much pain and anger and anguish, really. And then, oh, thank you, God. And just this continual cycle, day in and day out, month in and month out. And I do the same thing. I don't know about you all, but I do. Many of you know that I just like to tell it like it is sometimes. I pray and I ask for forgiveness on a daily basis. It's what I do. But I think about the peace that I feel when I'm living God's way, when I'm close to Him, when I'm sacrificing the things that I want for the things that I know I should be doing. It's calming. And yes, I still face trials. I know all of us do. And we have struggles, but there's still comfort knowing God will take care of me and take care of us because He sees that we're striving to live His way of life. He sees that we take the time to clear those things out of that pantry. And He sees that we try, and that's what He wants. He doesn't want perfection. He wants striving for perfection. It's the same thing with my kids. I want them to be perfect, but I know they won't be. So I want to see them try, just try. And that's what God wants. God will take care of us because we strive so hard to be close to Him and live His way. And we don't have separation then due to a sin. But we must continually pray and study, and we have to stay close to God. We must focus on the holy days throughout the year and their meanings, not just at the time of year that they are, but throughout the year, and reflect on that. Because Satan is always there waiting to ensnare us. You don't need to turn there, but you can write down Job 4 and verse 8. Job 4 and verse 8. Those who plow iniquity reap it. What we put in here is what we produce. You like that? That's how it works. That looks like a Mark Holliday thing. I don't know why. It just did. Maybe it's because I'm looking at him. What we feed our minds is what we become. What we think about is who we are. When we stock our mental cupboard, our mental pantry with sinful thoughts, we produce sinful actions. And this is why we need to take this time to purge out, to push out those wrong actions and those thoughts. All those things that are contrary to God's way of life. All those things that we know we've got to clean up. We work to start to think more like God. We work to clean things out and completely remove them. Clear out that mental pantry and make room for God's attitudes. Because when we do clean that out, we have relief. And we have that ability to drive forward, to be more, to have more. We have that weight lifted off. So place your life in God's hands. Allow him to work with you, to clean you up, to set you straight, to set me straight, and to guide our footsteps, to light our path. Work hard not just over the next few days or weeks or even month, but over the next few years and over the next remaining part of your lifetime. Make the most of the time you have and clear out that mental cupboard, that mental pantry, and keep it clean.